As I get too tired and say the wrong things, I open my mouth, there's water in spring. I'm nourishing roots, the flourish begins. The flowers are blue, the watering greens. No insecurities, I didn't mean for you to be hearing me, ain't that a thing? It's like when I speak, you don't listen to any of the words that I'm saying, you know what I mean.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of us if you would like us to watch your movie. That's coming up in a few weeks. Better way to get us your movie suggestions is to join our Discord. So Sports Brewery in Discord. It's a nice little community we have there now. Community, that's a stretch. But good place to give
a
us
gaggle.
Your... Sure. Yes. A gaggle of breweries. No. All right.
A gaggle of quarters.
You can give us your movie suggestions in there. You can give us your list ideas for the sports podcast. That sports podcast we do every Thursday live on Twitch. If you would like to watch us and join the chat, it is twitch.tv/abrawg87. A-B-R-A-W-G 87. I should probably just change that to like TSB Pod or something.
That might make things easier.
I probably should. Maybe that's going to be different next week. Next week problems. Also, if you miss those streams, I put them on YouTube. We're on all the things. Search for TSB Pod or the Sports Brewery where you'll probably find us on the thing. This week's movie is Ski's movie, and it is on Hulu, came out in 2020, and it is called Monster Hunter, which is based on the Capcom video game series. I think the first one was like a PS2 game, I want to say.
It's been around for a while.
Goes back a long time. It has indeed been a while. Movie has a 44% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 5.2 on IMDb, and a 47 on Metacritic. Stars Mila Jovovich as Artemis, Tony Jaa as Hunter, Ron Perlman as the Admiral.
Perlman.
Holy shit, Ron Perlman in this movie. T.I. is in this, plays Lincoln. Diego Boneta plays Marshall. Megan Good plays Dash. Josh Hellman plays Steeler. I was trying to remember where I remember Josh Hellman from. He was in the
mayonnaise commercial.
The Mad Max movie. He's like
Fury Road or
the new one.
Spinoff one.
Yeah, the spinoff one. He's like the main whatever those like bald little skinny guys.
The white
are.
Guys in their white ash painted. Yeah.
Yes. He's like the main one of those in that movie. His mouth is weird, which reminded me of it. MC Jin plays Axe. Janik Schumann plays Aiden. Nanda Costa plays Leah. Hirona Yamazaki plays Handler. And Nick Rosenti plays Captain Rourke. And those are all of the named people in this movie. I just ran through all of them. This movie, written and directed by Paul W.S. Anderson, who also directed Event Horizon, Resident Evil, Alien vs. Predator, Death Race, Soldier, The Sight, and Mortal Kombat, like the original Mortal Kombat movie from back in the day.
Now, I used to love this guy.
Alien
leading
versus
up
Predator,
until
bro.
Leading up until even the first Resident Evil was good. But after the first Resident Evil, he married Mila. And now he only makes movies for her.
He sure does. Yep.
They've done this is like their 11th movie together since the first Resident Evil.
That's crazy. First Resident Evil was good, by the way. Like
very good.
I agree. That's a good movie. Like it has no business being a good movie, but it was. Like that scene with like the lasers where it cut the person in a bunch of different pieces. Like that shit's crazy. Yeah. Anyway.
I think it was also a borderline horror movie too, so yeah. People glommed onto that.
Yeah,
this movie not a horror movie.
Had not yet jumped the shark. As I said, this is based on a Capcom video game series that has been around for a long time. They've made a lot of games.
I played one of them Monster Hunter World maybe like 5 years ago for a little bit.
That was the big one. Like yeah, Monster Hunter World was the, because it had basically been like a very niche game mm-hmm. series that was like super RPG, but most of it was played online. Even like way early on, like back in the PS2 days, it was mostly set up to be played online. And then they finally, around that era, were like, hey, this is a very popular game in this little area where we're marketing it. Let's do it worldwide and make money. And they did. It is really, really popular. I've never played one myself, but
no. And I specifically picked this movie because of that. I had a lot of 90s movies lined up, but we've been on a 90s kick. So I was like, I'm going to change it up. So I looked, I found a couple that were in the 2020. I was like, oh, you know, Tony Jaa, Mila, Ron Perlman. It's going to be terrible, but it might be cool. Terrible.
Let me get in my Capcom bag. Let's get out of the 90s and get in the Capcom era.
No, I hear you. And I feel like we should maybe give some flowers to Mila Jovovich, like just because she's been in some cool stuff, like some classic shit over the years, like Fifth Element, you know, Resident Evil I liked. She's been in good shit before, you know.
I think she has hit the limit. She's like 50 years old now. I think it with other aging actors, she's still in fantastic shape for being 50, but these kind of roles now where she's supposed to be hand-to-hand combat fighting Tony Jaa and like beating his ass. I was like,
it seems like a double standard.
I said men too. There are aging male actors too that get out of the action game. Like Perlman Perlman.
How many of the Expendables have you watched?
No, Perlman is a good example because Perlman.
How many Expendables have you watched?
Perlman can't be doing hand-to-hand fighting as Statham,
and he's one of the young guys.
Okay.
And he is getting close to his. That's all he can do. But he's getting close to his rope on being able to do all these, you know, the beekeeper. There's another movie coming out right now, which is basically The Beekeeper. It's just not called The Beekeeper. It's called something else.
I think it's made by the same guy, right?
Same guy. Yeah, it's the same thing.
The Wasp Watcher.
The Wasp Watcher. Yeah, the same thing.
It's the same movie. It's really weird. So what was your point, Ski?
That's why I selected this movie. I was getting out of the 90s. That was the point.
Fair enough. Budget for this movie, $60 million, and the box office is 47.9.
COVID. Blame COVID.
Yep, COVID.
Literally came out December 18th of 2020, which, amazing that it made $47.9 million, like, frankly. But
and like I said, this isn't a, like, Assassin's Creed movie or a Mortal Kombat or a Street Fighter. It's a niche video game.
So question, would this movie get a theatrical release if they made it now? Or would it just go streaming?
I think it'd just be a streaming movie.
I think it would too. And I think it would get a sequel. Like that's the thing.
Because it would,
like,
be cheaper. They wouldn't give him $60 million for it.
The director is like, and by the way, like the movie is 1,000% like set up for a sequel. Like it was counting on a sequel. Like the end of this movie is setting up for another movie. And the director's like, man, I wish we could make another movie, but it's probably not going to happen. Like, and it's, I don't know that that's necessarily his fault. Like this movie's not good, but it has a huge, it is a huge market. Like people love the game and will love the movie too. So,
but if you like this director, like, it's very Resident Evil-esque.
It is.
Everything's shot exactly how I thought it would be shot. And I knew it would be ridiculous, and that's what I was banking on, it being entertaining.
Yes. Look at his track record. Resident Evil, yep. Alien vs. Predator, yep. Mortal Kombat, yep. It's the same. It's all this. It's a formula that this guy has. Yep. Why not make another one is my question. Like, If you just make it on a streaming service, fuck it. Throw $30 million at it. Who cares? Like, who cares?
And,
people are going to get you streams.
Yeah, and he could pump these movies out like that. I mean, watching this movie, it had like almost zero original ideas. It was basically a combo of Pitch Black. At the very end was Reign of Fire, and then it had Tremors with the Diablo monster. Yep. It was just those three movies banged together with this weird parallel world, alternate world that Mila's in. That's all it is.
It was weird. When I was like looking up the IMDb stuff and the Rotten Tomatoes and whatnot, like a story that came up, like the first story on Google was this, hey, comma, this Monster Hunter movie kind of slaps was the title of the story. And I was like, and then the one right below it was like a Reddit post about how this movie didn't stick to the games at all and how horrible it was and blah, blah, blah.
See,
and
but, so. See, that's the thing. The games are just, you're going around killing and like making your own weapons for these weird monsters to
you
kill.
You have to write a story for it at some point.
Exactly. There has to be some sort of semblance of a story arc here. And yeah. Then that's what he came up with. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the quote-unquote story arc, I guess. So the story is that Artemis is, like, the head of a military group trying to find a missing Bravo company. Like,
yeah,
Bravo,
so they're Alpha. They're looking for
they're
Bravo.
They're Alpha. They're looking for Bravo. Bravo just disappeared off the face of the Earth. And so they're looking for them, and in looking for them, they also disappear off the face of the Earth because of some, like, lightning storm that just shows up out of nowhere and sucks them into this dimension that takes them to the world that where the monsters are, basically. And then everybody immediately dies other than her. Like, her entire crew dies like right away, which I thought was cool. Like, you and I have talked about this before. I like movies where everybody dies, and
I was
perfect.
So also at the very opening scene is they're riding on a ship through the sand.
Yes. Yes.
With Tony Jaa, and Tony Jaa gets knocked off.
And Perlman,
but
too.
You see Ron Perlman, and I was like, don't bring Ron Perlman back. Have that first like minute be all you see of Ron Perlman.
I kind of was, too.
I was like, oh, because it's getting close. It's like 20 minutes left in the movie. I'm like, he still hasn't come back. I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome if he doesn't come back at all.
Yeah, Perlman spends like a total of 2 hours on the set for this movie. Gets all that makeup
but
put on.
10 hours in the most ridiculous makeup outfit I've ever seen.
Literally, you could not. You know who he reminded me of was the live action Beauty and the Beast, like Meatloaf when he was dressed as the Beast. He looked like Meatloaf.
Well, he had like mutton chops and the kind of like a mane of hair. Yeah,
he was like. Let's see. Perlman was like a combination of Meatloaf as the Beast and the Cowardly Lion.
Yes.
So yeah. I don't understand what they were trying to do.
It's funny you say that because what a weird thing to admit. I can picture Perlman as the Cowardly Lion.
Yes.
Like his face in the makeup like works perfect.
I can also see him playing Meatloaf's role in Beauty and the Beast. Both of those things.
I mean, he's versatile.
He is versatile.
Anything Ron Perlman is versatile.
Called range, sir.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, both of those things Ron Perlman would be perfect for.
Yes.
Actually? Wait a minute.
Huh. He has that soft side to play the Cowardly Lion.
What was the last, just a quick aside, what was the last Perlman vehicle we watched?
That was that one with Nick Cage.
Yeah, the Nick Cage one.
Wasn't it?
Okay.
Where he was like
he's like a mobster and there's a little girl.
Mobster guy, yeah. His daughter, his granddaughter.
That's right. Oh, that was a banger.
Banger.
Sure. Oh, final scene.
I was hoping to get a little of that magic for this movie, but was not quite that level of fucking masterpiece.
Not quite. I did read in the build up for this, this movie was taken out of the Chinese market for a while because there was a scene in this movie where it was the Axe character. So MC Jin, who is like, he died very early in this movie. He had a line where he said, let's see, it was a joke about his knees being Chinese, apparently. And that is close to a racist Chinese saying that goes Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. And so Chinese people were very upset, and they literally pulled this movie from that market.
When did this movie? When did this movie release?
2020.
Shouldn't we be mad at them?
Fucking Wu, that Wuhan.
Wu, that Wuhan. Kung Fu. Wet Kung Fu market.
He didn't just.
I stayed home with my wife for 6 weeks.
He didn't just say Kung Flu. He did not just say Kung Flu. No, Ski did not.
I avoided that one.
Ski did not just say that.
I was just going to let that ride like we didn't hear it.
He didn't. Unlike this movie, we do not need the Chinese market. This movie needed the Chinese market bad to recoup that money.
Them getting
pulled from China probably cost them many $1 million.
Yes. Yes. So I have some questions about Tony Jaa's character in this movie. So he gets knocked off, like in the first scene, and then he's just sort of like left to his own devices. Like he's sort of abandoned by the people who are on the ship. Like Ron Perlman, they sort of leave him there. Why did he stay there? Like
because of the Diablo, he can't go out in the sand. The tremors are there,
but he can like go around. Like
oh no, it's all sand. They feel the vibration like the graboids.
He got that good vibration.
I mean, we have seen tremors. They know you can't touch the ground when a tremor gets there.
You got good vibration. Sorry, Ski.
I mean, if Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward can't figure out how to walk on the ground with the graboid, do you think Tony Jaa is?
Yes, I do, actually. Now that you mention it, yes, I do think Tony Jaa is. But like, so here's my big thing. So he was like helping them, like the alpha squad, like was like suddenly shows up in this world. They come across the El Diablos or whatever, and they are just trying to survive. And he helps them. He shoots like the smoke and gets their attention, tries to get them to go away and be safe and blah, blah, blah. They all die other than Mila, and then suddenly he just tries to kill her and beat her up over and over again. Like he captures her and ties her up. Like why did he do all of that work to like keep her alive but then tie her up? I was really confused for like the first half of this movie.
She's a white woman. They cause trouble wherever they go. So
okay.
Trouble.
Yeah.
And maybe I
think he was probably trying to help the minority characters, the T.I. and the I think there's only two. Well, three,
just,
maybe.
Just another Karen out there, am I right?
Exactly. You know? Fucking send them to the fucking pitch black monsters that only come out, can't come out in the sun.
Yeah, the spider insect things. Yeah, by the way, kill some bugs, you know?
Kill
some fucking bugs. Like, God.
I'd be doing my part.
I would be doing my part.
But, see, look, back to your point on the Tony Jaa character, he knew the only way to kill is he had to get the poison from the spider insects to use to kill it.
So like, he was going to use her to get the poison, I think, maybe? Was that it? But then they team up and bait.
Does that make her like a succubus? I have no idea what that is.
No.
I think succubus is fuck you and steal your life force.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's something like the Iliad and the Odyssey.
They're definitely in there somewhere.
Homer. Yeah, Homer.
Like sirens. Yeah,
Homer's like Odyssey. Yeah.
All old literature is just women stealing your soul somehow.
Yeah.
Sirens.
We need Medusa, sirens. Calling women sirens.
Yeah. Succubuses.
Yeah, succubuses, sirens, and yeah.
I can't say succubuses, so I'm not doing that one. But I'm doing siren for sure.
I like it. That works.
No, but yeah, to your point, this about half of this movie is just them together trying to come up with a way to kill that Diablo.
Yep. She gave him. She gave him some chocolate. He likes chocolate. Yep. He gave her water. She likes water. There was a montage. There's a pretty good montage.
It was a training montage.
There was a training montage where she
fire swords.
They apparently had time to make her like custom fit armor and gave her some fire swords and taught her how to use them, I guess. And there you go. And then they took on Diablos.
I will say I mean we could easily see why she's a Karen. Just the pure pettiness of when she escapes from, you know, the rope handcuffs, and then they're fighting, and then she gets him in handcuffs, but he kicks over the water because he wanted water real bad, and then immediately goes, how can I hurt you even more? I don't care about that. I'm going to die of starvation and thirst. How can I hurt you the maximum? Oh, I see your little idols you have on the pedestal over there. I'm going to break those.
Ooh,
classic wife, female attack there. Just going right for the thing that's like most precious woman. To him. Classic.
The wife and kid dolls. Yeah. Like,
classic woman.
How can I cut you down to your soul?
Yep.
I found like that Steve Garvey bobblehead? Bang!
Yep. Exactly that.
So again, like...
Oh, here's a ticket to a pickleball match you went to. Rip. Oh.
A pickleball match?
I know.
That could be deep, you know, to some
World Series ticket with your dad. Game 7. Oh, that must have been fun. Lights it on fire.
Shout the siren.
Sirens. Speaking of sirens, that's a siren move right there.
There you go. So we're just to understand that Tony Jaa's crew just like didn't try to find him.
Man, it's I wouldn't be maritime. What's the maritime law, but it's a sand ocean?
Is it? It was a pirate ship. Like, is that maritime?
It was a pirate ship floating in the sand. It's not maritime or whatever.
It's not maritime.
No, but I'm sure there is their version of maritime law that if you fall off, you're on your own. We ain't coming back.
Also, Perlman's character speaks fluent English because he knew some English speakers a long time ago.
No, I don't think. No, he didn't know them. He read it. He said
he made a point to study them or whatever.
Yes, exactly.
I think there were people. Like, where does he learn English?
In whatever tomes they have, hidden tomes that have
hidden
all the old
tomes.
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, speaks very good English and doesn't teach anyone anything.
Doesn't teach anybody else English at all. Why
are you
does
guys?
He teach,
are,
why does
are you
he
guys
teach
figuring
English?
Out how we colonized this country yet? We speak the English. We don't teach you anything.
Yep. That's why he's in charge. No one knows what their backroom deals are cutting.
That's true.
Huh. And you think the fucking cat chef's gonna know what the fuck's going on? That one threw
no
me
chance.
Off. That one threw me off. I tell you that much.
Straight out of the video game. Apparently, I had to Google that shit. I was like, that better be in the video game, because if this fucker just like wrote a cat into this movie, like,
I gotta be honest though, I don't remember the video game.
As Braga said, the only one that came out like four, it's like four, it's like right before the pandemic, the big one came out. If you wouldn't, unless you were like that deep into this genre of, you weren't playing the old ones.
Did you play the old ones?
Nope.
Okay.
I've never played one. He played the that world one, right?
Yeah.
Is it fun? Okay. Is it a fun game?
Kind of.
Do you kill?
It's
do you just
like,
kill monsters?
It's like, just like every. It's just like everything else. Big open world with creatures that you kill and make weapons and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like Fortnite.
Yeah, everything's like Fortnite. Fortnite sure has a weird cat chef character. I guarantee that.
I wish it was like Fortnite.
Absolutely.
But was it a little racist? Was he a little too Asian? I feel like they were making him
the cat chef.
Yeah.
How so?
It was.
Are you saying it was
some
a
of his mannerisms
Siamese
as
cat?
Some of his he wasn't Siamese, but he looked like a weathered samurai. Like, he throws out the big thing of tuna to make like some fucking sashimi and pulls out the big sashimi knife. I was like,
I don't know. That's a cat move. I think that's more
that's
of
a cat move more than a. All right.
I think it's more of a cat move than a
classic cat move. I forget
than an Asian move. Ski, jeez, fucking leave your biases at the door, man. What are you doing? What are you doing? A lot made of the rocket launcher that really didn't work out in this movie too.
Nothing works. Bullets don't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the poison of the fucking spiders sure fucking work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whatever I can even whatever weird bomb she found in that fallen down helicopter that she just magically survives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of things to talk about with this movie.
I said this movie was exactly what I was hoping for.
Was it?
You know, just looking back on it, I appreciate that after the summer of George Floyd and amid a pandemic, they were trying to bring cinema back and enjoyment back to households across the country.
Yeah.
I appreciate them.
Monster Hunter walks so Tom Cruise could run, you know?
Like, absolutely, Tom Cruise gets a lot of credit for saving cinema. Oh, I'm just saying, Mila was right there.
I mean, Tom Cruise just walking over the backs of the Mila and Ron Perlman here.
Typical white male. Typical white straight male. Just saying.
Not saying, but you're saying.
Scientology.
Yeah,
Scientology owns Hollywood. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's what that's saying.
I think maybe. I don't go there. I had something else, but I'll leave it.
Yeah.
I literally was like, we went 5 seconds and no one went there.
Yeah. I'll leave. I got the kung flu in. I'll leave that one.
And then Ski went there.
I didn't though. I did not.
You stop myself.
I stopped myself.
Wow. Well, the arc of the Ski character on this episode, I tell you what.
Woo! Is there anything else that lines up with this movie that we can fucking?
He's like, so literally anything else we can talk about right now?
Well, I mean, if you really know, they were trying to find oil in the sand out there.
There you go. That's
the true purpose of Mila going
That's why all those pirate ships were like wrecked out there. And
yeah.
Which by the pirate ships, like, so pirate ships that can fly on the sand, right? That's what we were seeing.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I guess that's just a thing. Like,
the wind is a little. Santa Ana winds are getting just right. You can just.
Oh, you go. You fly. You go so fast.
Oh.
We're
And then Hollywood burns down the Palisades.
Yep. Open your third eye, people.
And by Hollywood, what do I mean by that, Ski?
I think you mean the pedophile elite. Is that who did it?
Yeah. Saving humanity.
Where did they get water from?
Well, they don't show any actual land where people live. Well, no, when they go to the jungle area after they escape the desert, there's water there.
Why don't they stay in the jungle area? That seems really nice.
Because the crazy dragon thing comes flying through every now and then and torches you.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, Diablo's in the desert part. I figure I'll risk it with the dragon.
Hey, guess what, man? You could die if you take the 5 to go to, you know, anywhere. That's just their highways, man. They're just trying to go to the next step.
And that's why Ski never masked up, because you could die doing anything.
Yeah, man. Exactly. You could die walking out your front door, brother.
Show me the odds.
My body, my fucking choice here, man.
Preach. Tyranny.
If I want to live in the desert, I'll live in the fucking desert, bro. You can't tell me what to do. You with your liberal elite water.
Guess what? Those fucking Diablos, man, that's just a deep state fucking thing right there. They're not even real.
Yeah. You want to know what the first letter in Diablo's?
Yeah.
Both are D. Yeah. Open your third eye.
Is it a George Soros dragon? Is that what it is?
Who's funding these dragons for these towers?
Who's funding the Diablo sauce at Taco Bell?
There's a reason why they use a Spanish word for calling these specific dinosaur things.
Build a wall, maybe?
Yeah.
Make them pay for it, perhaps.
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 I mean, if you look through it, they were trying to eat the cats and the dogs here.
Eating the cats and the dogs.
Yep.
And the insects.
All the insects.
They're going to eat all the insects.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase. Eating all the bugs. Timon and Pumbaa taught us how to eat bugs.
Pumbaa's nipples totally protruding. Disgusting.
Make America great again. Keep the nipples out of Congress.
Now, I'm sure you guys have seen. We'll get back on track a little bit here.
Okay.
A little bit.
Please,
you guys have seen.
I am struggling to come up with things to talk about right now.
We're off track?
Yeah. I mean, they want you to think you're off track, but you're really on track. There you go.
You're getting it, man. You're getting it, man.
But we brought up our Discord about a potential video game movie theme for this month.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you throw this in on the hierarchy of video game movies? Is it a bottom? Is this like dragging the bottom of terribleness, or is it like, they're all pretty bad?
Yeah.
Probably on the lower end of the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are way worse.
There's very bad.
Way worse.
There's been really good video game stuff.
But there's been good ones. There have been good ones.
Like the Last of Us TV show. I know it's a TV show, but Last of Us TV show, the Fallout TV show, like those are good. Yeah.
Shocking when you could actually throw backstory over 8 to 10 episodes as opposed to an hour and 41 minutes.
This is not good, but I see the market. I see why people would like it. I grew up in a Final Fantasy era, and this has Final Fantasy vibes, like big Final Fantasy vibes. And I know a lot of people who would love the shit out of this.
Big sword thing.
Did you guys play Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
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 Oh, I saw the case and I was like,
pretty much all of them.
Four discs. Yeah.
Six? When the old PS1, there were like six discs for Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'll just read Catcher with the Rye.
Yeah. Well, fucking
I think that's what it's called.
That's
Catcher
with
the Rye.
Yes. Catcher with the Rye. What's going to have nectar in the sieve? Sorry. I apologize.
Catcher y la Rye.
See, the thing about nectar in a sieve is that nectar always goes through
always.
The sieve. You can't catch it. That's the metaphor. It's an onion. Read a book.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's a blooming onion.
Please.
If only it was a blooming onion. Like, is this movie as bad as Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, Doom, every other Resident Evil other than the first one? It's like,
man. No, Doom was, I feel like Doom was special kind of bad.
It was.
Yeah. I did not enjoy Doom.
No, it's not as bad as those.
Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat were awful and cheesy. They're awesome, but God, they're bad. You gotta know they're bad. Yeah.
I don't know if I actually saw the Street Fighter movies.
Oh, it's so good. I love
definitely it. Saw the Mortal Kombat. I don't think I saw the Street Fighter.
Fucking Raul Julia and Van Damme.
Oh, so I'm not a Van Damme guy.
Playing an American soldier also, which is even better.
Yes. An American soldier.
But I guess we'll put it like, you know, like the Assassin's Creed movie was not great.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think this is right. I put it right in the middle of just.
That was an Assassin's Creed movie. That was Keanu Reeves.
Fassbender.
Fassbender. Okay.
They had such an opportunity to make something cool, and they just totally shit the bed with that one. The Assassin's Creed like storyline could be really cool, but they fucked it up so bad.
Not this new fucking woke Assassin's Creed that has a black main character set in Japan.
A black guy and a woman? Forget about it.
Yeah. I mean, won't people think of the, you know, the Japan's history that they're besmirching? People are fucking so stupid.
Yes.
It's a video game, people.
It's a fucking video game.
It's a video game. I love it. It's make-believe.
It's getting really good ratings right now, too. Like,
I'm sure it's fantastic.
Really good scores, too, which
is hilarious. I'm sure it's fantastic.
Hilarious. Hey, let's grade this movie, please. Ski, it's your movie. You chose this movie.
I did.
So you get to go first.
You know what?
What should we rate it out of?
King, what do you think?
5 this week.
Okay, this week we'll do 5. All right, go for it, Ski.
All right. I'm going to say it's slightly above average. I'm going to go 2.55, just slightly above average. I was moderately entertained.
Huh. 2.0, better than I thought it would be. Yeah. Never want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Oh, never will, but yeah.
Yeah. Like, this movie's bad. I never want to see it again. I wouldn't tell anybody else to watch it. How about like a 1.85? Okay, that's my like most random score I've ever given a movie, but 1.85, because I don't want to give it a 2. I really don't. I can't give it a 2. It's not a good movie. I like Mila. I like Tony Jaa. I like Ron Perlman.
God, Perlman was this might be the most ridiculous I've seen Perlman in anything, and he's been in a lot of low budget shitty movies over the last 6 to 8 years.
He looks ridiculous. His character's ridiculous, like everything about it.